Performance measurement principles and measurement levels. A performance measurement system is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a system for collecting, measuring, and comparing a measure to a standard for a specific criterion for an operation, item, good, service, business, etc. SIN. Metric C. Performance criterion, performance measure, performance standard. The criterion is the metric such as a ratio. The measure is the actual measurement that is made. Standards are the performance targets that are set. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a standard as 1. An established norm against which measurements are compared. 2. An established norm of productivity defined in terms of units of output per set time, for example, units per hour, or in standard time, for example, minutes per unit. 3. The time allowed to perform a specific job, including quantity of work to be produced. C. Standard time. The measurement result is then compared to the standard to determine relative performance. But the process is not finished at that point. The performance measurement system as a whole needs to become a tool for monitoring, assessing, and improving performance. That is, once negative or positive results become known, management needs to work to correct course or to reinforce good results. The primary focus of a performance measurement system should be to motivate participants not only to meet a performance goal, but to motivate constructive participation in improvement efforts. Promoting this type of proactive motivation requires leadership to help team members understand how and why a given metric is important to the organization's success. For example, it should be made clear how achieving a given operational goal will help achieve tactical and strategic goals. To help motivate teams and individuals to have a continuous improvement mindset, metrics also need to be well-designed, and their targets need to be challenging but realistic. It is important to design metrics that avoid the common mistake of motivating individuals and teams to optimize their own goals at the expense of the goals of other areas or other parts of the supply chain. Another risk is that a goal that is not being measured will be ignored, such as a mandate for sustainability that is not measured, implemented, and/or enforced. Performance measurement principles. The organization must determine what to measure, why, and by when. According to Euron's Quality Handbook, these principles are used to determine how to develop effective measurements. These principles are listed in Exhibit 1-41. Exhibit 1-41. Principles of Effective Measurement. Levels of Performance Metrics. Performance metrics provide managers with the information needed to control activities or steer them back on course. Performance measurement occurs at various organizational levels. Having different levels of performance metrics can help motivate individuals at each level to engage in the improvement process. These measurements need to be interrelated. The lower level measures might be summed to the higher levels, such as aggregating costs, or two or more metrics might be combined in some way to form a composite metric. In this way, the metrics help form the links between the three levels of management: strategic, tactical, and operational. Strategic. Strategy sets the long-term direction of the organization. In order to successfully conduct strategic planning, measurements must provide information on how well the actions taken by the organization work toward its strategic goals. Performance measurements at this level relate to long-term goals such as profitability, productivity, learning and growth, and market share. Strategic metrics are used to monitor progress or trends as they relate to the overall company strategy and objectives instead of day-to-day activity. Strategic metrics will have value only if the same ones are used over the long term, so that the business can get an accurate picture of its progress. Tactical. Tactics turn strategy into discrete medium-term plans. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines tactical plan, S, as the set of functional plans, for example, production plan, sales plan, marketing plan, synchronizing activities across functions that specify production levels, capacity levels, staffing levels, funding levels, and so on for achieving the intermediate goals and objectives to support the organization's strategic plan. C. Aggregate planning, production planning, sales and operations planning, S and OP, strategic plan, tactical planning. Performance measurements at the tactical level show progress toward medium-term goals needed to realize the strategy. These might include budgets, production plans, and manufacturing metrics like inventory turnover or perfect orders. Inventory turnover, in particular, gives an aggregate picture of how well materials flow through the organization and/or supply chain. Engineering this flow of materials is a primary task of supply chain managers, and inventory turnover is a key indicator for success in this area. Tactical metrics also show the progress of the operational effectiveness of the operational metrics and the actions taken to improve those metrics. Tactical metrics are the link between the day-to-day operations and the executive level to ensure that the organization is aligned in accomplishing the desired goals and objectives. Operational. Operations are the daily activities of the organization. Performance measurements at this level relate to daily work progress. Manufacturing metrics might include utilization, efficiency, and work center cycle times. Operational metrics measure the immediate short term on an hourly or daily basis. These metrics should be monitored in real time whenever possible, so that day-to-day activities can be assessed to determine the operational issues that are having the most impact on the business. Root cause analysis can be conducted, and continuous improvement solutions can be identified and implemented. Metrics can determine the extent to which strategy is being realized. A strategy can fail because it was not put in place properly. If this is the case, metrics related to efficiency will show that certain targets were missed. If, instead, the metrics show that efficiency goals were met, but overall revenue goals are off nonetheless, this would point to either a poor strategy or poor marketing. One way to design metrics to ensure that they support the overall strategy and the most optimal result for the system overall is to use key performance indicators.